We're continuing our theme week on all things summer.
Yes.
And so I thought today we would talk about ice cream.
Please. Yes. It's so summery.
It is so summery. I haven't gone out for ice cream yet this year.
Oh,
have you?
Yes. Yaya's at least three times already.
Three times? Well, you pass it when you go to your...
Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes sense for you.
But I don't know that I've been there three... How did I get there three times?
That seems like a lot. But I don't blame you. Yaya's
but it's
is good.
True. It's good. I've done it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so the origins of frozen desserts are obscure, although several accounts exist about their history.
Oh, yeah.
Some sources describe ice cream-like foods as originating in Persia as far back as 550 BC.
The Persians.
While others claim that the Roman Emperor Nero had ice collected from the mountains to produce the first sorbet mixed with honey and wine.
That sounds so
that
like
actually kind of does sound, I mean, it probably wouldn't taste that bad. Honey and wine?
Honey and wine? I don't know.
Sorbet?
Yeah,
maybe. I can see that.
I'd try it.
I would try it,
I'd take a bite.
So ice cream was made possible only by the discovery of the endothermic effect.
Yes.
Prior to this, cream could only be chilled, but not frozen. It was the addition of salt, which lowers the melting point of ice, that had the effect of drawing heat from the cream and then allowing it to freeze.
Jeez. And they had science all the way back then, is that right?
I guess.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. So Quaker colonists introduced ice cream to the United States, bringing their ice cream recipes with them. Confectioners sold ice cream at their shops in New York and other cities during the colonial era.
Oh.
Ben Franklin, George Washington, and Thomas Jefferson were all known to have regularly eaten and served ice cream.
Well, it'd be great for George Washington because he had wood teeth.
That's
so he
right.
wouldn't even, you know, sometimes you get the whole ice cream. He wouldn't have that.
He would have no problem. He might get brain freeze still, but not.
He might get brain freeze. Good point. Thank you.
So records kept by a merchant from New York show George Washington spending approximately $200 on ice cream in the summer of 1790.
It was a tough year.
Yeah, I mean, it was a hot summer. I don't know.
He was like, you know what? This diet out the window, Martha. Yeah. Just give me some more ice cream.
It's hot. I need some ice cream. Yeah. The same records show President Thomas Jefferson having an 18-step recipe for ice cream.
Oh.
He had his own recipe.
It's hardcore.
Yes. And First Lady Dolly Madison, wife of U.S. President James Madison, served ice cream at her husband's inaugural ball in 1813.
Look at that.
Yes. So before the development of modern refrigeration, ice cream was a luxury reserved for special occasions.
Yeah.
Making it was quite laborious. Ice cream was cut, I mean, not ice cream, ice, just the ice part, was cut from lakes and ponds during the winter and stored in holes in the ground or in wood frame or brick ice houses. Many farmers cut and stored ice in the winter for use in the summer.
Wait. They cut ice and they stored it in a hole in the ground?
I guess. I mean, probably cleaned it right before they made the ice cream out of it.
But
I don't know.
I bury ice, Sarah, it's still going to melt. There
in
must
the
be
wintertime, not. It's cold enough. The ground.
Digging a hole in the wintertime is a pain.
I don't know.
There's a lot of... Go on.
It's fine.
I'm not going to do
throughout
it.
The 1800s,
it's not like I'm going to do it this weekend, so
go
on.
Throughout the 1800s, a series of technological innovations helped usher ice cream from exclusive events to mainstream availability. Refrigeration, homogenization, and delivery methods made the manufacture and distribution of the frozen treat possible.
Yeah.
Ice cream soda was invented in the 1870s, adding to ice cream's popularity. The ice cream sundae originated in the late 19th century. Some sources say that the sundae was invented to circumvent blue laws. I talked about this in a Wiki Corner a while back, which forbade serving soda on sundae.
Yep.
Prohibition also helped increase the popularity of ice cream as the soda fountain, to some extent, replaced the outlawed alcohol establishments like bars and saloons.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
So edible cones were mentioned in French cooking books as early as 1825. In the U.S., edible vessels for ice cream took off at the start of the 1900s.
Edible vessels.
Yeah.
I love Wikipedia
at
for its
the start,
terms.
At the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904, a concessionaire was running an ice cream booth, but he ran short on paper cups.
Oh, boy.
So he noticed next to him...
What was it, COVID?
...was a waffle vendor.
Waffle vendor, okay.
So he... bought some waffles off of the guy, rolled them into cones or to hold the ice cream, and this is believed to be the moment where ice cream cones became mainstream.
Genius move.
Which kind of ice cream cone do you prefer?
My choice is waffle.
Waffle cone?
Sugar cone.
Sugar cone or like the cake cone?
Either waffle or sugar.
Waffle cone, yeah. Waffle cone's the way to go. Yeah.
What's the difference between a waffle and a sugar cone? Am I stupid?
Sugar cones are smaller.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't know. But there's a different, they taste different?
I don't know, not really.
I've always just used them interchangeably until now.
No, I think they're different, yeah.
Okay.
So the average American consumes approximately 23 pounds of ice cream.
I consider myself very average
American. And related frozen desserts per year. So ice cream and frozen desserts.
Okay.
Every year. Right. That seems like a lot. 23 pounds.
It does.
Yeah. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
I'm going to go with chocolate.
Just plain old chocolate.
Well, why is it good? Why do you say plain old? Well, it's just chocolate.
Okay. Well, mine is mint chocolate chip.
Oh.
And both of those are in the top five of Americans' favorite ice cream flavors.
Super.
The top five are vanilla, chocolate, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and chocolate chip cookie dough.
Okay.
All delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
No doubt.
And according to NASA, ice cream is one of the three foods astronauts miss the most when they go on space missions.
There you go.
Can you guess the other two foods they miss
the
most?
Steak?
Nope.
Hamburgers?
Nope.
Hot dogs?
Nope.
Pizza?
Pizza and soda.
I was getting there.
Pizza and soda.
Okay.
Pizza, soda, ice cream.
You picked out a record to go along with ice cream, did ya?
Yeah, so we're going to play a song by a group that sounds like could be a ice cream flavor.
Yeah.
We're going to play a song by Vanilla Fudge.
Oh, yeah.
You keep me hanging on.
You got it, sir. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the group Vanilla Fudge, and You Keep Me Hanging On. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because Vanilla Fudge sounds like it would be a delicious ice cream flavor.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and we were talking about ice cream.
We were.
Yeah.
We were indeed. Let's recap three things we must learn. Three things we must take away from today's wiki quote. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
Okay, Quaker colonists introduced ice cream to America.
Prohibition helped increase the popularity of ice cream.
And the average American eats around 23 pounds of ice cream and frozen desserts a year.
A year.
Wow.
A year. Not a week, so don't feel like you're behind the eight ball.
No.
But in a year.
In a year.
Okay. That's pretty good. Pretty good. Your favorite place to get ice cream? Can you share it with America?
My favorite place. I don't know. We go to Abbott's. We go to Brewster's. Basically Webster. Anywhere that's in Webster.
Okay.
But also there's a really good place down by Seneca Lake.
Yeah.
That makes duck custard from duck eggs. It's called the Spotted Duck. And it's amazing. They make all homemade.
Custard from duck eggs.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's different than Abbott's.
Yeah.
Different
I'll
texture.
Say. Yeah.
But it's really, really good. They make like these really crazy flavors.
Okay.
And all homemade. It's really, really good.
You know some pretty good ice cream is Sonny's Family Diner on West Hamrata Road.
Yes. They make their own custard, right?
Honest to goodness. See, I don't know that you've had. Have you had it?
I have not had it yet.
They make it.
I would like to.
They make it in the back. And it is really some of the creamiest ice cream I've ever had.
And the shave ice they do too, right?
Yeah. I haven't had that. But
be a good weekend for all of that.
Yes. Good summer fair for sure. Folks want to learn more about ice cream, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog.
Right.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
There you go. My dad, when I was a kid, I was going to tell this story. I was going to tell this story. We didn't have time, so I didn't, but I'm going to now.
Good.
My dad made ice cream when I was a kid.
Yes.
Awful.
Awful.
Absolutely awful. I don't know what he did. Yeah, it was supposed to be, like, I think, healthier.
Like what flavor?
Chocolate.
Oh.
And there were some chocolate chips in there. Yeah, but not because of that.
Well, chocolate chips.
In spite of that.
Like chocolate chips, that can be tough because, you know, if they're too thick, that's
Yeah, I don't think that was
frozen.
It. I just think it was awful. I don't know how he did it. I don't know why he did it.
What was so awful?
Just the flavor. It tastes like, you know, like frost, like when you get, what's the frost?
Frostbite?
But not
frostbite.
Frost.
Freezer burn.
Freezer burn. Just like freezer burn. It was just, that was what it tasted like. It was brown freezer burn.
Have you told him how you feel about this or you're just sharing it on the radio?
Well, I was a kid, so I'm pretty sure I didn't hold, I probably told him. I don't think I was sparing feelings at that
point. Have you reminded him lately though, or is he hearing it right now?
I'd forgotten. I'd buried that memory for some 35 years, but here we are
here
again.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Sharing it.
It's like therapy on the radio. Well, next time I see him, tomorrow morning, I'll.
Do you think, will he give you a hard time about it?
Will he give me a hard time about it? What did I do?
No, you just shared it. You shared that he made terrible ice cream.
Oh, I don't think he'll be embarrassed about it.
Oh, okay.
He's probably like, I made ice cream? When was this happening? I'll remind him.
It was short-lived.
I don't remember. I didn't try to share it. I just let him have his ice cream. I sound like a bratty kid.
You,
I know.
Yeah, kind of.
But no, I was a pretty good kid. But that was really something that stood out to me. And here we are. Here we are in my mid-40s still talking about it. Wonderful. Hey, back tomorrow?
Yes, absolutely.
You can uncover more repressed memories from my childhood?
Let's see what other memories we can unlock.
We'll get to that. Ed Smith with the delayed traffic next on Legends.